The Time article study suggests that cellulosic and other biofuels like ethanol are more detrimental to the environment than beneficial, in part because of the greenhouse gases they produce and because the practice could wipe out forest, wetlands, and grasslands. But Jeff Broin with POET, the largest producer of biofuels worldwide, says the Time study uses unreliable information.
POET, as an example, is taking 25% of the above-grown stover. This study contemplated 75% of the above-ground stover, which no one is doing. I'm not sure why they used numbers that no one is contemplating in producing this product.
He also counters the argument that ethanol production reduces the corn crop yield that feeds animals and humans.
What they're not taking into account is that we're only taking the starch out of the corn in relation to corn ethanol. And the protein, oil, and micronutrients remain, all the valuable parts of the world. The world is awash in starch.
The Fuels America report indicates that the renewable energy sector generates $1.9 billion in economic output in Virginia alone annually, supports more than 12,000 jobs, and provides inexpensive, viable alternatives to oil. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.